The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, I know you tuned in to listen to the Super Bowl, but this is the Super Bowl of talk radio, so this is The Weekend with Michael Brown. I guess there's a game going on this weekend. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. All I know is that the only thing I've heard that I think is newsworthy about something going on Sunday is I think somebody named Taylor Swift or Swift or something like that is concerned about being able to fly from Tokyo to Las Vegas and be there in time for, I don't know, or there's some sort of game going on or something. And then the next big issue is once this Taylor, what's her name is, flies her Gulfstream or whatever her private jet is and spews all of that carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, destroying the planet, is where she's going to park the plane. I'm kidding you not. You know, if I could ever, my mother would be so embarrassed and so disappointed in me, but there's really only one word that I wish I could use on air that I can't use on air, and it's the S word, you know, like bull crap, because I just want to say that I find that such bull crap that there are actually stories about there are so many private jets parked at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl that there is a concern about where Taylor's going to park her jet when she lands in time to go see her boyfriend play football. Everybody that doesn't give a rat's ass whether she can park her jet or not, raise your hand. All right. Now, for those of you that really do care whether she can park her jet and you're driving, raise both hands quickly. Hurry. And then step on the gas. Oh, did you hear Michael Brown today? He was trying to cause car wrecks all over the place. Yeah, I don't know. The hoopla I find fascinating. All right, text the word Mike or Michael. Here's the number, 33103. Text that word, Mike or Michael, to that number if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything. Those are called text messages. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, now known as X, you can go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Go hit that website right now. Boom, boom, go hit it. And then you'll find the three social media icons. Click those on and then follow me. If you're looking for an affiliate, there's a link that says at that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, that says how to listen. You click that, and it'll show you an interactive map of all the affiliates all across the country. Well, except for this one circle around New York City. I don't know. I gotta fix that. We need to, you guys that up in the Northeast, you need to petition to find us a station somewhere up in the Northeast in the New York area. Besides, I got a listener over in Newark that's all upset that I'm not on the air somewhere in New York. Let's go back to Hawaii for a moment. So in the last hour, we talked a little bit about legitimacy and how we put legitimacy in Supreme Court decisions because we want order. We want to be, you know, businesses, for example. When a business starts producing widgets, it wants to know what the law about widgets is so that they can plan in the future. And so we don't want laws changing all the time. Now, we have a process for changing laws, but it's methodical and it's slow and it takes time. And that's by design, because we want to be able to order our lives and we want to be able to order our businesses so that we can function, you know, without just being able to put our hair on fire all the time. And we put legitimacy in court decisions because we want to be able to rely on those decisions, even if we disagree with them. There are a lot of Supreme Court decisions that I disagree with. Even on issues where they are kind of on my side, I think they still decided the case wrong. They either didn't go far enough or they went too far. But nonetheless, both as a citizen and as a lawyer, I know that I need to follow those decisions and adhere to those decisions. If a court finds me guilty of speeding, if I get a speeding ticket and I go challenge the speeding ticket and the court or the jury finds me guilty of speeding, well, guess what? Sucks to be me. Pay the speeding ticket, take the points, and move on. That's legitimacy. What am I supposed to do? You know, do like we saw in that video clip from a few weeks ago of that maniac and. In fact, was it Vegas or someplace? Some maniac that charged a judge, jumped over the tables and attacked a judge. Yeah, that's not legitimacy. You may be pissed off about what the judge decides, but you don't attack the judge. Well, when the Supreme Court makes a decision that says you have the right to keep and bear arms, and that is an individual right, then guess what? You may not like that. I do. You may not, but sucks to be you. And in this case, I happen to be the one that's happy. The Hawaii Supreme Court, maybe it's just because they think they're out in the middle of the Pacific so they can do whatever the hell they please, but they rejected decades of Supreme Court precedent because they found that there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm. Now, I use the word state because they found that the Hawaii state constitution does not grant an individual right to keep and bear arms, to which I say, well, sucks to be you, because the U.S. Supreme Court, under the United States Constitution, of which you are a member of the United States. Oh, by the way, wait a minute. I just thought of something. Remember all the controversy about Barack Obama, whether he was really born in Hawaii? Maybe Hawaii is not a state, and maybe all those conspiracy theorists that told us that Obama wasn't a citizen, maybe they're right, because maybe Hawaii is not a state, and he was born in Hawaii, so, you know, that fake birth certificate or whatever it was, remember all that controversy? Oh, my God. Hawaii, I don't know, I've been to Hawaii a couple of times. It's a nice place to visit. I'm not sure I'd want to live there. But this state Supreme Court ruling this past week rejected. Let's see. He rejected New York State Rifle Association versus Bruen. You want to read that one? Google it, B-R-U-E-N. He rejected McDonnell versus City of Chicago, another great Second Amendment case. You ought to go read it. But I think the most important one for you to read is D.C. versus Heller, because Justice Scalia, and that's a 2008 Supreme Court case. Justice Scalia went through a lengthy history of the Second Amendment, including the Federalist Papers, the Founding Fathers' debate about the wording of the Second Amendment, why it was written the way it was, how it's been interpreted over time, how the Magna Carta, I mean, it's a great history lesson. So if you take nothing, while you're watching to see where Taylor Swift parks her jet, pull up on your laptop, D.C. versus Heller, and read that case at the same time that you're watching all of the news cameras focus on Taylor Swift parking her jet somewhere at McCarran International Airport. That's your assignment for tomorrow, okay? I'm going to check in, or maybe you should check in. Text me tomorrow and tell me that's what you're doing, all right? So this Hawaii Supreme Court case declared that the Supreme Court handpicks history to make its own rules. Well, let's say it does. That's what it gets to do. And if you don't like the decision, well, sucks to be you, but that's their decision. Now, your job is to interpret your state's rules and your state's laws in conjunction with and in compliance with those Supreme Court decisions. So what happened? the Hawaii Supreme Court reversed a lower court ruling that dismissed charges against this guy for carrying a gun unregistered in Hawaii. The guy's name was Christopher Wilson, but that's not important. He was arguing that the state law in Hawaii infringed on his Second Amendment rights under the Bruin case. Here's what the ruling said in part. Now, I'm sorry, but just bear with me. Conventional interpretive modalities and Hawaii's historical tradition. Let's just stop right there. Interpretive modalities? No. Historical tradition? No. What does the Supreme Court say? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Where's Taylor's plane landing? Oh, and gun rights. Yeah.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's the pre-Super Bowl weekend of the Michael Brown Show, and the Taylor Swift, where she's going to park her plane edition of the weekend with Michael Brown, too. Be sure to let me know tomorrow, because I'll be engrossed trying to figure out where to park my own jet. So if you guys could let me know where Taylor parks, or maybe I could just, if you could text me tomorrow, maybe we could park our jets next to each other, and I could, you know, hey, Taylor, how you doing? Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Wink, wink. We're talking about Hawaii. Hawaii decided that despite the United States Supreme Court in 6, 7, 8 different cases has decided that you and I under the Second Amendment, the right to a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's pretty simple. I've got it memorized. It just rolls off the tongue. Because I think it's pretty damn important. Here's what... Just bear with me. Here's one paragraph from the Hawaii Supreme Court decision. Conventional interpretive modalities and Hawaii's historical tradition of firearm regulation rule out an individual right to keep and bear arms under the Hawaii Constitution. In Hawaii, there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in public. Well, call somebody that cares, Hawaii Supreme Court, because you are subservient to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, under the structure, under the concept of federalism, we the people have the ultimate power. And we have decided that, and I know you've heard me say this before, but I want to drill it into your brains. You and I hold the ultimate power because we elect individuals. And then those individuals who represent us, for example, the president will nominate and appoint someone to the Supreme Court, but only after 2/3 of the United States Senate have approved that appointment. So even on appointments to the Supreme Court, you and I have a voice because we get to elect the United States senators. The same is true at the state level. So we hold the ultimate power. And then under our Constitution, we have said we will have a central overarching government. It will be, don't laugh when I say this, but it will be a small government with certain enumerated powers. And any of those other powers that aren't listed, those are reserved to the state, and all other powers reserved to the people. So the states, even though we are the United States of America, and they have broad powers, states have broad powers. But in this situation, the United States Constitution has taken supremacy because there is the Second Amendment. And that Second Amendment says that we, the people, have the right to keep and bear arms. So when the Hawaii court says, well, conventional interpretive modalities say otherwise, I say, well, you're full of the word I want to say, but can't. You're full of crap. Or your tradition? I don't care about your tradition. Your tradition in terms of a constitutional right. What if Hawaii had a tradition of not allowing you to go to certain churches, or you couldn't be of a certain religion. You couldn't, well, if you're, let's just take it to the extreme, two extremes here. If you're a Muslim, you can't live in Hawaii. If you believe in Islam, you can't live in Hawaii. Or if you are the Atlanta, whatever, AME Black Church, well, we don't allow that in Hawaii. Well, both of those are violations of the First Amendment. So that would be clearly unconstitutional. So what's the Supreme Court in Hawaii doing here? Well, they're playing games, and they're playing political games. And it takes away legitimacy. They rejected the founding era's understanding of the Constitution by quoting a line from the TV series The Wire. Really? So we're not going to focus on, well, what do the Federalist Papers say? What did they say during the debate about the saying? Well, we don't care about that. You know, on the TV series The Wire, there's a saying that says, the thing about the old days, they the old days. Well, maybe the old days are still pretty damn good. Because the old days, back in 1789, when the Constitution was adopted and the Bill of Rights was adopted, said that we have a right of free speech. We have a right to free exercise of religion. And that free exercise of religion is no more important nor less important than the right to keep and bear arms. The ruling goes on to say this, as the world turns. Now, what are we doing now? Citing soap operas? So we're going to cite The Wire, and in this next sentence we're going to cite a soap opera, as the world turns. It makes no sense for contemporary society to pledge allegiance to the founding era's culture, realities, laws, and understanding of the Constitution. Well, then you didn't read the Heller case. Because the culture, the realities, the laws, and the understanding of the Constitution in 1789 still apply today. You want to apply it to the Fourth Amendment? You see, this is an example where I think I differ with U.S. For example, the example I'll give are no-knock raids. I think no-knock raids, I understand why they do them. Don't get me wrong, I understand why they do them. I think they're unconstitutional. We have the ability today that, you know what, you don't need to do a no-knock raid. You could patiently wait with all the technology and the hearing devices and the listening devices and all of the visual devices we have, you could surround a home, not even be seen, and just wait for, you know, whoever the person is to come out and nab them. You don't need to do a no-knock raid. The Hawaii Supreme Court has made a horrible mistake. They released a ruling that sounds like every town, the anti-gun group, actually wrote it. They say that Heller was wrongly decided. And they talk about the tradition of the former kingdom of Hawaii as if that's all that's relevant. It's insane. They actually talk about the spirit of aloha in opposition to the Second Amendment. The spirit of aloha? You can shove that. It's for all I care. I believe in the U.S. Constitution. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite. Get money back with every gallon of gas you buy with the free Upside app. Just download the free Upside app, buy gas like normal, and earn serious cash back, no strings attached. From there, it's easy to transfer your cash to your bank account, PayPal, or even an e-gift card. Upside users have earned back over $200 million. Download the free Upside app and use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank. That's code AUDIO. That's code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon on your first tank.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to interact with the program, the rules of engagement are pretty easy. You just text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. And in the message box, start it with Mike or Michael and tell me anything or ask me anything. I read every single text message. I don't reply to all of them, get too many of them, but I read every single one of them. And sometimes you make me think about things in a different way, or you change my mind, and sometimes you give me great ideas for topics. So interact. Tell me what you think. The other thing to do is to follow me on social media. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those you can find the icons for on a website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So get busy and follow me on social media. I've noticed personally, as I, you know, for example, my wife and I went to dinner last night, just the two of us. A friend of ours that we were going to have dinner with was sick, so we decided to just go out by ourselves. And I was surprised at the cost of the meal. It's a place that we frequent often, but I was surprised. And so I don't normally do this, but I kept the receipt. You know, you got the credit card receipt, and then you have the receipt that itemizes everything that you purchased. You know, the 16 margaritas that I had, and the 12 appetizers and everything else that we had. And I took it home just because I wanted to look at it. I don't have anything to compare it to. Like, I'm going to keep this one, though, and maybe compare it 3 months from now and see if prices have gone up. But I was just surprised. And then my wife has commented. She does the grocery shopping. She doesn't like me to do it. I offer, but she doesn't want me to. And I've noticed that because I see the credit card statements, and I always... You know, I kind of skim through, like, the credit card that she uses for groceries. I always just skim through, well, I skim through all the credit card statements just to make sure that, you know, Damien or someone hasn't started using it, you know, fraudulently or whatever. I just try to skim through them and check them. And I'm looking at the grocery, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. We're eating the same amount, but, you know, my credit card company gives me, you know, like, spending reports. I can compare those, you know, year over year or month to month or whatever. And grocery prices are clearly going up. And I know that if you listen to this administration, they'll tell you that, you know, we've brought inflation down. Well, technically that is true. Inflation that was running at, you know, 9% is now running at 3% or 2%. Now, those numbers, however, exclude all the things that you and I spend money on. Gas, groceries, housing, transportation, all the things that actually count or that are important to us, they don't include in the consumer price index. Which, why do we call it the consumer price index when you don't include many of the things that we consume? Stupid. Well, this past week, the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, oh my God, this woman is just, you know, what is it with this administration? They're all just a bunch of buffoons. I mean, I watch them on television and I think, my gosh, how did you get that job? Or better yet, why are you still in that job? And then I hear the president and I go, oh yeah, now I realize, oh, you were picked by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oh yeah, it makes sense to me now. Well, she admitted that the price level of many goods in this country is probably going to remain high for the foreseeable future, but says it's not Joe Biden's fault. I went back because I wanted to find the soundbite because I wanted to share it with all of you. By golly, if I got to listen to it, you got to listen to it. She was at a Senate Banking Committee on Thursday for a hearing that was addressing the financial stability of the economy. Senator John Kennedy, who's just this kind of southern talking, you know, kind of old fart from Louisiana. He's a Republican senator, and he's always got some, you know, little quip or comment, little saying to go on with stuff. He was talking to her, and he was pressing her on whether Americans, like just ordinary Americans, should expect a decrease in prices anytime soon. He bluntly asked, you know, these high prices caused by Bidenomics are here to stay, aren't they? And she responds by saying, well, you know, the high prices are not caused by Bidenomics. Now, she's trying to shift the blame for inflation. Why? She says, well, we suffered a pandemic that resulted in severe dislocations. So now Kennedy is after her. It's kind of funny.
These high prices caused by Bidenomics are here to stay, aren't they?
Well, the high prices were not caused by Bidenomics. We suffered a pandemic that resulted in severe dislocations.
Yes, ma'am, but if I could ask you, they're here to stay, aren't they?
I don't expect the level of prices to go down.
Bingo. We don't expect the prices to go down. Now, why is that? Why would we? I mean, come on. Bidenomics. Well, they're struggling to control inflation's and control inflation's effects on the economy and its impact on you and me. So how do they do that? Well, they did it by pushing a bunch of big spending bills through Congress, including that stupid American Rescue Plan. That was the $1.9 trillion stimulus passed by Congress in March of 2021. Now, here's what I want you to remember about that bill. That was $1.9 trillion. Not all of that money has been spent. So I don't know what the figure is because I don't frankly care what the number is. All I know is the way Washington works from personal experience, and that is they've not spent all of that $1.9 trillion. It's been appropriated. It's been sent to the Office of Management and Budget, so Congress authorizes the spending. It goes to OMB, and then OMB starts to dole it out to the different departments and agencies, which then dole it out under grants or direct checks, direct payments, whatever it might be. But $1.9 trillion is a lot of money. I know today it doesn't seem like a lot, but yeah, $1.9 trillion is still a lot of money. But they haven't spent it all yet. So it's still being spent. So there's still it's as if, because that's just one bill. It's as if they took the $1.9 trillion and that's represented by a sink and a faucet. And they shut the drain to the sink. They pulled up the stopper and they turned the water on. And it's flowing and it's flowing. It's beginning to fill up. And I know you got a little thing that is supposed to prevent the water from spilling over. But when the water is flowing quicker, stronger, then that little hole in your sink can keep it from overflowing. It'll still overflow. And that's what's happening here is, oh, they're doling out the money, but it's still overflowing. In the months after that bill was signed into law, we experienced what initially appeared to only be a gradual increase in inflation. 2.6% in February to 5% in May and remaining around that number for several months. But then, to prove my point, as the stimulus took effect and more money started flowing into the economy, the inflation rate rapidly increased, jumping from 5.4% in September of 21 to 9.1% in June of 2022. And that's going to continue. And that's why prices are not going to come down. This administration and Congress, because I don't want, you know, too often we talk about the president's spending plan, the president spending all this money. Well, the president has to have authorization to spend the money. The money has to be appropriated, meaning that the House of Representatives, where revenue bills are supposed to originate, the House of Representatives, currently controlled by Republicans, albeit by a small majority, they still control. So revenue bills have to originate in the House. They have to be approved by the Senate, which is currently controlled by the Democrats. So Congress has to appropriate and authorize the spending. The White House does the spending. So the entire federal government is to blame, other than perhaps the Supreme Court. But the House and the Senate and the White House are to blame for this, and it's going to continue because, remember the Inflation Reduction Act? That was almost $1 trillion. Oh, and remember we had the Inflation Reduction Act, and then we had the Infrastructure Spending Bill. So there's well over almost $2 trillion. Yeah, prices aren't coming down any soon. I may think the reasons that Janet Yellen is telling you is a bunch of bullcrap, but the reality is she's right. These prices are not going to come down anytime soon. Now, if Republicans can't capitalize on that in both the presidential election this year and the House and Senate elections this year, then Republicans deserve to go the way of the dinosaurs. Yeah, it's that bad. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go follow me on the social media programs.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. I always want to make sure I take time out at the end of every program to tell you thanks for listening, because I really do appreciate it. Tell your friends and family, even tell your dog, and tell your local affiliate how much you appreciate having the program. And if you'd like for the program to be carried elsewhere in your area, if there's not an affiliate, well, reach out to your local radio station and have them contact Premier Networks, and let's get me on air in your area. Here's what you will not see tomorrow during the Super Bowl. Oh, you'll see Taylor Swift, but you won't get to see the traditional interview of the President of the United States of America. In a recent segment on CNN this morning, the senior Washington correspondent for Bloomberg, Selena Motion, speculated on Biden's decision to skip the traditional network news Super Bowl interview, the second time he's done so. Selena suggested that the decision might indicate concerns about the president's ability to handle questions or to articulate his responses during a live interview, particularly considering the scale of the viewing audience on a Super Bowl Sunday. You know, his avoidance marks a departure from the practice that was initiated during Obama's first term and followed by subsequent presidents. The topic was raised during a discussion about the prospect of upcoming presidential debates ahead of the November 5th election. Do you think they're going to happen, the presidential debates? Man, I hope they do. If it's a rematch of Trump versus Biden, man, do I want to see that. Because I want to see how much juice they got to pump into Biden to keep him standing for an hour and a half or 2 hours or however long it takes. And just see how those two do. I want a boxing match. I do. I think we'll have Tyson will be in that ring somewhere, I know. When co-anchor Phil Mattingly expressed certainty that the debates were going to occur, the Bloomberg reporter thought he ought to reconsider. She started hinting about the unpredictability of recent political years. Now, I think the avoidance of media interaction, that's not entirely unprecedented for Biden. How many interviews do you think he gave? How many sit-down formal interviews with any member of the dominant media, the networks or the cable news channels, did he do in 2022? Seven. Only seven. In fact, I read an earlier story this morning about the total number of interviews that Biden has done compared to all of his predecessors. He's way below. I mean, just like his poll numbers are in the basement, the number of interviews that he does is in the basement. Why is it? Why is Biden skipping the debates?
Right, so President Biden, yesterday he was in Nevada ahead of the Democratic primary, which again is today. He's making headlines for his decision now to skip that traditional Super Bowl Sunday interview. Why is he doing that? What's his campaign saying about it?
Yeah, if you ask the people around Biden, what they'll say is that nobody wants to talk politics during a football game. And there may be, the public doesn't want that. There may be some truth to that. On the other hand, I've spoken to some Democratic strategists in the last couple days that say this is a massive blown opportunity for the president to talk to people basically about football and about whatever he wants to talk to them about. These tend to be softball interviews. That hasn't always been the case, but typically is the case. And there's also frustration with Biden over not having discussed with the American public in a sort of direct to camera way the retaliation for Iranian proxies killing American soldiers. So this is a moment where the president is not in as much view as you might expect at this time of year of an election year, and the Super Bowl is part of that.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top stories.
Yeah, we don't need that. But they raise a very good point. And the point is, these are never really hardball interviews. These are softball questions. And I think rightfully so during a Super Bowl. Nobody wants to listen to politics during the Super Bowl. But the Super Bowl has become an iconic American cultural tradition. The headline on the Drudge Report right now is Super Bowl bet biggest in history, most watched TV event of all time. So there's two comments I would have about that in terms of Biden. If I were a Democrat strategist, I would be tossing and turning, trying to figure out, you know, most watched TV event of all time. We picked the right TV correspondent. We set some parameters. We don't want to talk about Iran. We don't want to talk about Israel. We don't want to talk about Ukraine. But why don't we talk about, you know, the economy and how, you know, he cares about American consumers and he cares about, you know, throw some softball questions out there. If I were a Democrat political strategist, I would see this as a grand opportunity for Biden to reach the widest audience he's probably ever reached. And to appear as, look, I might be old, but I'm not senile. I may be old, but I know what I'm talking about. And maybe that's precisely why he's not going to do the interview. I think it says more about him that he's not doing the interview than it does about anything else. Now, it's not about politics. It's not about, you know, an audience being mad because we want to see what Taylor Swift's doing. We want to see Usher. We want to see whatever, you know, what the 49ers or the Chiefs do. No, it's a grand opportunity in a grand American tradition to just, hey, just go talk to the average Joe. Just go talk out and, you know, I'm concerned about inflation, too, and we're trying to see prices come down, even though we know they're not. We're trying to do all of this. Or, you know, America is, like he likes to say, America's back. Okay, well, tell us how America's back, because Americans still love this country. So, Michael, why are you sitting here talking about Biden ought to go do a softball interview? You hate softball interviews, and you hate all of that. Well, honestly, you really want to know the truth? Because I'm just like the rest of you, and I know that you rubberneck when you're scooting down the interstate and you see a wreck or you see all the flashing red lights. I know you slow down. I know you hit the brakes, and I know you turn. You try to be cool about it. I know what you do. You try to keep your head moving forward. You're straight ahead, but your eyeballs are turning around because you want to look at that wreck over there, and we all want to watch this wreck too. Yeah. You can say whatever you want to about me, but I wish he would go do it. I want to see just how much makeup they put on, how much vitamin B12 they inject into the old fart, and let's see how he does. But no, you're just going to have to watch Taylor Swift. You could have Biden and Swift, but no, just Taylor Swift. I'll see you next weekend.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.